And good morning. It's time for today's opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580. I'm Brian Moline. In just a few minutes, we'll check in with Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, to see what's happening with the commodity markets on this Monday morning. And we'll also hear from meteorologist Drew Lerner. He'll tell us what we can expect for the weather forecast in the growing areas here through this week, as it looks like we're getting off to a wet start to the week here in East Central Illinois. And we'll see if we can get more information from Drew coming up here in just a few minutes. But meanwhile, taking a look at what's happening in the markets here in the early going, looks like the corn market and the bean market both trading higher in early trading. December corn at 362, that's up 2 3/4. January soybeans up 5.5 at 878 and a quarter. Soybean oil also trading slightly higher, up 30 at 29.05 for December. And livestock, nothing yet there. We'll get those markets going a little bit later on today. Wheat is a little bit more mixed. December wheat's down 2.5 at 463 and a quarter. December hard red winter wheat, though, up 8.25 at 458 and a quarter. It's 37 degrees at 852, and it is time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good Monday morning to you, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. Hey, we do have ourselves quite a mess out there today. A lot of precipitation occurred over the weekend, of course, in the lower parts of the Midwest. We saw some 1 to 3 inch amounts occur across a fair amount of the lowermost parts of the region, Kentucky in particular, and southeastern Missouri as well, and southernmost Illinois. Some of the precipitation further north, though, feathered out fairly quickly, and it was only light. But today, we've got ourselves a raging storm, a winter storm, that's going to impact the upper parts of the Midwest, and that particular event is going to really stop a lot of travel occurring across the Dakotas and Minnesota, parts of Iowa and Nebraska. The storm is going to produce 4 to 10 inches of snow in general, with some local totals between 10 and 15 inches. The greatest snow will be in portions of northwestern Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and portions of eastern and central South Dakota into the western parts of Minnesota, maybe catching parts of North Dakota. Now, I realize that's a long way away from our home here, but it'll make news. That's a substantial amount of snow, and the moisture equivalency there will probably run upwards to about an inch. That's pretty unusual for this time of the year. The majority of the lower Midwest, though, will still continue to deal with an amount of wet weather that will continue to prevail for the next 2 days, but it's going to be drizzle and light rainfall for the most part. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be heavy, except in Kentucky. And in Kentucky, we will see additional 1 to 3 inches of rain. The precipitation is going to result in a little bit of flooding. Already, as I mentioned before, there's been some substantial rains occurring in the state, and this will just be perpetuating the situation. So some flooding will occur to our south across the majority of Kentucky. There are areas in between the upper Midwest storm and the Kentucky rains will likely see light amounts of precipitation. We'll expect moisture totals to run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to about 5/10 of an inch. There will be a couple of spots that will do a little bit better, but for the most part, areas from central Illinois to Ohio and southeastern Michigan are not likely to see a lot of meaningful precipitation. As we move into the day tomorrow and on into tomorrow night, most of the precipitation will begin to diminish. And we'll look for a drying trend to take over most of the Midwest as we move out into the second half of this week. Some of the snow in the upper Midwest will drift across the Great Lakes region and will most likely end up with seeing just a dusting to a couple of inches of snow in Michigan. All the heavy snows will be mostly in Minnesota, in the eastern Dakotas, portions of Wisconsin as well. And then we'll see that precipitation diminish on Wednesday afternoon. After that, there shouldn't be another significant precipitation event take place across the majority of the Midwest through at least the weekend. And in the early part of next week, there will be a cool front that will pep through the region for a little while next week. They'll bring a chance for a little bit of precipitation. This event will be a fairly quick-moving one. It's not likely to bring much precipitation of significance, and we'll see the temperatures staying mostly in a seasonable range. The high temperatures across the region for the next few days will still be mostly on the cool side, but nothing dramatic. We'll look for highs in the northwestern Corn Belt, running mostly in the upper 20s and 30s, and readings in the lower Midwest will run mostly upper 30s and 40s. We'll look for a little bit of a warming trend over the weekend. From Friday into Sunday, we'll look for highs mostly 40s and 50s, with those 50s occurring mostly to the south of Interstate 70, and we'll expect to see the low temperatures at night this week running mostly teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 20s and 30s across the lower parts of the eastern Midwest. Down in South America, there's a lot of chatter out there today about the lack of precipitation in some northern parts of the country coming up over this next week. But last week's precipitation in that area was sufficient to keep the ground favorably moist, and we should see the environment staying mostly favorable for crops across all of Brazil because timely rains will return this weekend across a fair amount of that region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great Monday.
You too.
Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 13th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold can be found at AgriGold.com.
It's 8:57, 37 degrees. Aaron Curtis out of the office today, so we'll have to get an update from him next week at this time. But a few notes for you here on this Monday. On the soybean side, the big wild card looks like it's China's export demand. And so far, they've been holding back with U.S. sales and shipments of soybeans down 17%. In 2015-16 from a year ago. January beans continued to trade sideways with increased commercial interest at these fundamentally cheap prices. Meanwhile, on the corn side of things, March corn continuing to trade at the lower end of its sideways range with support coming mainly from a reluctance of farmers selling at these prices. And again, as Drew said, the weather in South America appears to be fairly favorable right now, so no help coming on that side of things. Checking the numbers here, just before 9 a.m., December corn up 2 and 3 quarters at 362. March corn is up 3 at 370 and a quarter. May corn up 3 at 376. July corn up 3 and a quarter at 381 and 3 quarters. The September corn up 3 cents at 385 and 3 quarters. And next December up 3 cents at 393 and a quarter. On the soybean side, January beans up 6.5 at 879 and a half. March beans up 6 at 881 and a half. May soybeans up 5 and 3 quarters at 887 and a half. July beans up 5 and 3 quarters at 893 and 3 quarters. And September beans up 5 and 3 quarters at 894 and 3 quarters. Continues to be a mixed picture for wheat here in the early going. The Chicago wheat is down 3 and a quarter for December at 462 and a half. And the March wheat down half a cent at 478 and a quarter. Meanwhile, winter wheat faring much better here today. For December in Kansas City, that's up 7 and 3 quarters at 457 and 3 quarters. And the March winter wheat is up 7 and 3 quarters at 474 and a quarter per bushel. In weather today, locally, cloudy skies. We've seen a little rain here already this morning. We could see that throughout the day. A high 44 degrees, east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain likely this evening. A chance of rain after midnight, the low 37, southeast winds 5 to 10. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow at a high of 44 degrees with southwest winds at 10 to 15. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.